The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, a friend, a dear friend, got me the best pictures, early Frank Sinatra pictures from Hoboken, from Hasbrook Heights. I just want to make sure I get permission from the family before I post them. Ah, they were so cool. The pictures were so cool. Young Frank Sinatra, you know, coming out of Hoboken with Dolly, his mom, in a car. And I don't want to be disrespectful because they seemed like so valuable. I said, well, who gave me these? I said, well, some guy gave me these to give to you, Joe, like that. And I appreciate it. I didn't get anybody's name or anything. I apologize. I should know that. But, man, the pictures were awesome. Frank said, like, 19, he had to be 19 years old, 20 years old, Francis Albert. All about Jersey, right? Right? So I'll post them as soon as I get permission from the family if I can, okay? 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, a lot going on. You know, and all the politics of the day. And, Frankie, I got to ask Frankie to stand by with some of the, what we call actualities, some of the audio of Governor Cuomo doing his State of the State. Congestion pricing, I'm done. I'm done with being taxed. I'm done with it. People are leaving by the thousands. They're leaving New York by the thousands every single month. They're running from Jersey and New York, you know? And you got big companies coming in like Amazon. You have Google saying, I'm staying here. You got Wall Street there still. How do they close that budget gap? How do they pay that pension and welfare in New York and New Jersey? On our backs, on the backs of the taxpayers. And it is not stopping. It's getting worse, and it's getting worse. And we're this progressive socialist agenda, and they say it, the politicians in charge, and specifically in California, New York, and New Jersey, they proudly say we are progressives. And that means one thing: we're going to tax everybody. We're going to squeeze you till you drop. And it's Marxism, it's socialism. It's like what it's communism. It's like that you can't have it. There's no free market. We're going to own you, and we're going to own the state, and we're going to tell you what you think, how you think, and we're going to keep all the money, and the money we do raise to take care of problem. Congestion pricing. I mean, so all I do is drive around New York because the subways don't work. I'm a germaphobe anyway. I'm gonna get on the subway anyway. But and then I'm driving around Midtown. I gotta go downtown. I gotta go get my daughter. Then I gotta come back down to work to Wall Street. Now let's punish the person that is working so very hard. Who's talking to these people? Who are these people? And then here's Governor Cuomo on congestion pricing, if we can, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Congestion pricing has electronic tolling for vehicles that enter what we call the Manhattan Central Business District. We estimate that it would raise about $15 billion in capital.
For what? The subway. And why should we, who are driving our cars, spending the money on gas, coming in because we don't have access to public transportation, have to pay for that? I very respectfully submit that. Please help me. Somebody help me out here. And then the marijuana thing. Look, I understand. It's like booze, but it's like prohibition. We got to legal that. And my whole generation, everybody was smoking weed, for crying out loud. I am so dead set against the legalization of marijuana. I don't understand it. It's because I'm a father, and I see it, and you see the problems in schools. I see all of that's going on. And then this from Governor Cuomo on the legalization of marijuana.
Nobody under 21 years old. It generates approximately $300 million in tax revenue.
Keep it away from the schools. And we're going to do a partnership with Barzini. It sounded like the Godfather speech. But when they all got around the table, what is that? And then Phil Murphy, too, coming at you. Phil Murphy, he's coming at you with the legalization of marijuana. $15 minimum wage. Sure, we understand.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
We understand that, Governor. But nothing. And I heard Assemblyman John Pramnik talk about it. Robert Arthur's coming on the show. Steve Adubato's coming up momentarily. It's like, what, can we talk about property tax? Steve Adubato lives in a town where he's got the highest property tax in the whole country. And yet not one word about property tax, about capping it, about creating revenue, about cutting spending. Oh, don't get me started. Then this. And I don't want to get too inside because I know people listen all around the country. We appreciate it. And I know you're listening in Israel. And I know Australia. We get the Norway. Yes, yes. All around they pick up. They like the. I think they love a touch of New York. And they listen to the Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie, on the radio around there. But we are live and we are local in New York, right? So, and in certainly Jersey, there is a spectacular picture. I wish I get probably from the Star Ledger or NJ.com. It's got the Senate President, Steve Sweeney, who was behind Governor Murphy when Governor Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, gave his State of the State address yesterday. There, I'm going to send it to Matt Conklin, our social media genius, to do so. Al, did you see this shot, man?
Yeah, I did. It's not surprising. Not surprising at all.
I have to tell you, Phil Murphy, by the way, and I heard Assemblyman Bramnik say this yesterday online. It was great. Great guy. Big heart. He is. He's a very, very nice guy, Phil Murphy is. You're not going to find a nicer guy. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Great guy. But I got to tell you, Steve Sweeney's the head of the Senate. This is a tough guy. Yeah. This is a big, tough guy and if you're outside the area, he's the guy that was supposed to be the governor.
Right.
And then Phil Murphy came in and gave everybody money and said, look, I'm a Wall Street guy here. I take all my money, make me governor. Boom, it happens. Steve Sweeney looks like he's going to smack somebody in the back of the head. He doesn't look very happy back there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have immense respect for Steve Sweeney and for Governor
Murphy. Well, he looks like every time the governor mentioned a $15 an hour minimum wage, like, I thought we said we weren't going to talk about this. We're not ready for that. Like, he was, I'll snap you like a. But here's the bigger problem with the government in New Jersey as opposed to New York. Cuomo is willing to work with the legislature, and it seems as though the legislature is willing to work with him, unless he's going to bully them into getting the things that he wants. Governor Murphy shows no sign of wanting to work with the legislature.
Well,
he talks
a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. He talks about how he's ready to talk and negotiate and this and that. Meanwhile, Sweeney and Coughlin are both like, we don't hear from this guy. We don't get it. And you want to know why that you don't hear from the governor and why the governor doesn't do this? I know a few people who are working, behind the closed doors there, and they all say he's hired a very, very young millennial staff that has no clue how New Jersey works. And that's part of the problem.
Your point is, and your criticism is, they're all just, Albert. You're right. Because what I'm hearing as well, they're not reaching. You have to reach out to the Assembly. You have to reach out to Robert Auth. You have to reach out to the Democrats and the Republicans. You got to sit them down in your office and you got to say, yo, what am I doing here? Help me out here. And especially somebody like Assemblyman Bramnik, who is a friend, a personal friend. I know how he works in a bipartisan way in Jersey. You got to bring them in, man, and you got to ask them. And I guess if you're from Wall Street, you think you could do it yourself or something. I'm not quite sure, but whatever it is, it's just not working. We're getting slammed inside out.
Right, but
backwards.
These people that he hired are not qualified to handle the positions. They're coming from a different place. They don't know how government works, and they're just not the type of people. First of all, Murphy yesterday, did he mention the Katie Brennan thing at all? If he wants to be this progressive governor that he talked about, he should have came out and said, look, we did a wrong to this woman. We need to fix this problem. Why is it that Katie Brennan got sexually assaulted? Nothing was done about it, allegedly. We had another woman in the cabinet that was working for the governor that somebody threw a chair in a room, and he's kind of dismissing it as nothing, yet you keep hiring these people. Yeah. I mean, it sends the wrong message.
Big Al Gattulo fired up.
Don't get me started. Get off my lawn.
I love it. Hey, I'm a shout out to Janet. Is that right? Yeah, she was listening. She was. I met somebody yesterday, and they say, "Hey, Joe, we listen all the time." And she said, "Oh, let me see your cufflinks." This is how I know they're listening to the show. She goes like that, Frankie. She
goes, wow.
Yeah. I hope I got the right word. I hope it's not Janice. Is it Janet? Whatever it is. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your wonderful, wonderful comments. Because she goes, "Oh, let me see your cufflinks." Then I know you're absolutely listening because Frankie Fibro's giving me these great cufflinks. I'll have to post those cufflinks too. They're really nice. Where'd you get those, Frank? Those are really...
I ordered them from the White House gift shop.
Oh, from the White House gift shop. It's kind of like the presidential kind of seal kind of thing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Very, very nice indeed.
You know, they have some great stuff on there, actually, including some great ornaments. Robert Orth, who's going to be here later, he gave me this Harry Truman White House Historical Society Christmas ornament. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's going to break. It's going to break.
I'm sure it will. I'm hiding it from George Watson.
And then
the way,
I found the legs.
Oh, nice. Great.
They were behind. What happened was when it broke, it must have shattered into a couple of pieces. The legs were behind the door.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that.
So. Oh, my God. What, the Teddy Roosevelt legs, you found them?
Yes, yeah.
Where were they behind?
They were behind the door. I found them. So
That sounds like a vicious attack. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Huh? Am I right?
It's those Italians that Teddy Roosevelt criticized for that.
Well, that's what I didn't want to say anything. We're talking about Teddy Roosevelt all day yesterday because there was a Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead, one of Frank's favorite. He walked in, and I walked in yesterday morning, and Frank was so upset. He goes, and like a little kid, he goes, "Oh, someone broke my Teddy Roosevelt."
It wasn't just broken.
It was
shattered.
Demolished. Yeah, shattered is the word.
The legs
word.
Were
right.
in one place. Right. The knees were hit. The head was.
But then
off.
The first thing I thought about when they lynched those there were what nine Italian Sicilian Americans in New Orleans in 1892 because they thought that the police chief was killed and they blamed the Italians and they lynched the Italian. You hear what I'm telling you? They lynched the Italian Americans in New to this country, the immigrants there, and then Teddy Roosevelt says they got what they deserved. Was Teddy, and I'm just roughly paraphrasing what Teddy Roosevelt said, they got what they deserved. Imagine that if somebody said that nowadays. And by the way, and now you're going to let me get on a political point here about the Italian-Americans. No one ever said sorry. No one ever said, "Oh my gosh, you lynched Italians. Oh, you have, but now we have white privilege. Now we're racist." Don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me. You could lynch Italian Americans. The president could shoot you down and we don't do nothing except continue onward and forward and keep working harder. Don't get me started. But the fact of the matter is, is George going to buy you a new Teddy Roosevelt? That's what I'm just saying.
Well, I have another one home, so I mean, it's not necessary.
Oh, all right. So anyway, but thanks for the cufflinks. I will post the cufflinks. And hi to Janet. And I hope I have her name right, Janet. She's a very beautiful, wonderful, wonderful gal. I love meeting everybody out there. I drove around. I'm like the Uber dad. I drove around all day yesterday. I did the same thing.
Battery hold up. New battery. Yeah, it's new. It's new, John.
Every second, I wear.
You probably turn the key. You probably or push
right.
the button or whatever.
That's
going,
right. That's
going,
right.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm having Big Mike. Big Mike's going to take the car to the dealer, or we'll go out to Route 22 Toyota. Just go. I'll tell the guys at Route 22, check that battery out, man. Because that battery. The more I thought about it, and I'm talking about how my battery went dead the other night, and then some guy came over and said, "Hey, you need a battery, Joe. I can't jump start your battery. It's done. I got to get a battery." Only in New York is a guy going to go, "I can get you a battery." And I look at him, and he's got at my window. He's at the driver's side window. And this guy, Danny, great guy. And I go, "Danny, really, how long is it going to take? Are you going to tow the car? Are you going to take it to the dealer? What are you going to do?" He goes, "Give me about 10 minutes. So I think he went to the next block, took the car out of another, took the battery out of another car, put it in. Whatever it is, it's working
See,
really
now that's
great.
The Joey Benefit video.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you have that
yeah,
situation
yeah,
and
yeah,
then you
yeah.
follow the guy and he's, yeah, let me just, yeah.
How did he get a battery in 10 minutes, please?
No, and you could get, I mean, you know.
How much does a battery cost? How much does a big SUV battery cost, you figure?
At least 50 bucks.
No.
40 bucks?
No.
What
do you think?
My battery for my car was like 180 bucks.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Two three bills. Easy.
Yeah, that's what I got. $210.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I banged them, you know, yep. good. I tipped them. I had to take care of my boy.
So let me say, wait a minute. How much was the battery? $210? It's about a $500.
One expensive sandwich you bought your daughter.
Yeah, really.
I'll tell you.
Really.
I know. driving around, but I keep waiting for this guy to just put
it
out.
It's 500. Don't worry about it. Just, you know. Now I got to turn my back on you.
Come on, come on. Yeah. Let me go to Mike, guys, before we break. Mike, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? And thanks for calling, my friend. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let me hear it. I got to hear it. You got the? Do you have the? Do you have the sound bite? You
get to
play.
It. Get off my program.
So you got to jump on it. I'm sorry if you're waiting. I know you're waiting, but you can call back and we'll get to you as soon as we can. But otherwise, you're going to be good to load. Hey, it's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Joe on the radio. A lot to get into, and we'll get into it when we come back. Steve Adubato is going to join us. We're going to talk about Governor Murphy's address coming at you. It's just, I'm looking at the news. Gillibrand running for president. Everybody, there's still a shutdown. You and I are looking at why they just don't talk to each other in Washington. Why don't the Democrats go, all right, President Trump, this is what we want. This is how we... Nothing. And you and I sit here, and we just go, you can't make it up, man. And where do we go from here, huh?
Yeah, and they have pretty hefty salaries. Don't you think they could, like, work this out and at least sit down and talk about it?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the representatives are saying not they shouldn't be paid. They should not be paid during this time. And now they're going on a break, too. I heard they're going on a break relatively shortly. And that's exactly right, Deb. They shouldn't be paid. They shouldn't have any pension and welfare. They should have anything until they settle this. Inexcusable. Hey, Deb, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, everything's great. How about with you?
Good. Everything's great. Very, very busy, but good.
You're busy,
Well, I thought it would slow down a little bit in January. Not so much, but that's okay. We're doing good. We're going to go around, and you're going to come down and see the gym, the retro fitness that we opened
up. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. And by the way, the battery, so the guy just went and just got a battery and brought it to your car, and that was it? Like, I mean, where did he find this? This is fabulous.
Because he goes, 10 minutes. You know how you got to get towed, you got to go to the dealer, you got to figure out what battery fits. He goes, I could probably get a battery, just like something out of a movie.
I go,
Danny, how long is it going to take? He goes, give me 10 minutes. And you got a battery in 10 minutes. And then he brought the battery over to the window, and he goes, see, it's new. It's a new battery, Joe. It's new. Well, he might as well have said, I just took this from the other car, like a block away. I took it. You got to love New York.
Fabulous.
Debbie's out there looking out for you on those roads, 721 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Vets Highway West at 112, serious accident here on the island. Southern State Parkway westbound, heavy traffic getting right out toward the Cross Island. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you take a ride to the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike with that accident. Grand Central Parkway West at the Clearview, that's an accident. Bell Parkway eastbound getting out past Pennsylvania Avenue, an accident to contend with there as well. We're still seeing delays at the Hudson River crossings, 15 in at the GWB, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. Southbound Thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge and taking a ride over to the Spring. Southbound into 100B, an accident finally cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, cloudy today with a high of 42, mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a high of only 33 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell small business technology advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Nordstrom says its business is not as strong as some analysts were predicting because of its holiday shopping season. Its sales improved, but the increase was just 1.3%. Online sales rose 18%, and that now accounts for 36% of Nordstrom's overall business. Verizon says it will include a free Apple Music subscription in some of its phone plans. Verizon and Apple had offered a six-month Apple Music trial on some plans previously. Banco Santander has canceled its offer to hire a former UBS executive as CEO. The Wall Street Journal reports Santander says it would cost too much to compensate Andrea Orcel for the stock he would leave behind at UBS. The Dow closed up 155 yesterday. NASDAQ was up 117, and the S&P added 27. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Hey, Joe on the radio. What are you looking at? 726 with Piscopo and Gattulo and Murano and Debbie Duhame. And I see your phone calls. I will go to them momentarily, I promise. And then Steve Adubato. Hey, another Italian is going to join us. Enough Italians on the show. 877-970-2999. Did you get the four-pack from Mike Lindell yet? The MyPillow four-pack? Come on. Come on. Get a MyPillow four-pack. Mike Lindell is offering you, listening to AM 970, The Answer, over 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two go-anywhere pillows, and what else? Free shipping, and like that's not enough, you get their amazing 60-day money-back deal to, that's a guarantee, a 60-day money-back guarantee to boot, all right? So now, since I started sleeping with a MyPillow years ago, I've slept better and deeper than ever before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, now is your chance, because you get this. You get Mike's four-pack offer, over 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, right? Then you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Are you kidding me? This is a great deal. This is your time to try it. Because why? You have nothing to lose. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970. And I use the promo code when I bought, I told you, my cousin Paulie, I bought the mattress topper for Paulie, and then I put in AM970. Boom! I got this great saving, great deal, great website. You're going to love it. And now this, Mike's four-pack offer, 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and their 60-day money-back guarantee. 800-651-0798. If you are driving, please keep your eyes on the road and listen to Joey on the radio. Please, MyPillow.com. That's all you got to remember. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Rolling through the unbelievable. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. It's Wednesday. It's January 16, 2019, 728 in New York, New York. Oh, there's Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome back. Sorry we lost you before, man. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? What are you thinking, buddy?
Hey, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Very well. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I was on the radio on Friday talking about the Huntington School District and the article that was in MS-13 kid.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I want to say a big shout out to Tracy Beans. This is a YouTube, she has a YouTube channel, and she covered this story very, very well. What is happening in Huntington, New York? And if any of your listeners are interested in this story, I think it resonates with a lot of Americans nationwide. So what's been happening is a lot of these, I hate to say it, illegal immigrants. First off, it all started where I was upset that a lot of these kids were getting suspended 5, 6, 7 times a year and weren't getting kicked out of school. I didn't understand that. I, what am I going to tell my son? And I told him, I said, listen, the kid bothers you again, just punch him in the face and let the principal bring me into the school and I'll explain to him, listen, what are you going to do? The kid's bothering my kid every day. He's suspended 10 times this year. What are you going to do? There's no consequences.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how bad things are until recently. My wife's been telling me, let's move. Let's get out of the school district. And I have no other choice but to leave. So here's what's transpiring. This whole story hit where this kid got caught up with this MS-13 illegal immigration. These kids are 20, 21, 22 years old. They have no documents. They don't speak the language. They don't speak English.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
By law, we have to school them. There is a huge, huge conflict of interest, and unfortunately, I'm making enemies in my little social circle because I socialize with these people.
Yeah.
One of the board members, the guy is an immigration lawyer, and he represents this school.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? I appreciate what you're saying in here, and I hear it in your voice, and thank you for calling. Congressman King was a stellar yesterday on the show. Thank you, Mike, for calling about this very, very subject that you have in the school district. And in Long Island, man, it's on Long Island. And I think Mike's referring to, of course, the whole wall situation, the wall, right? And how do we protect our borders? But people are getting in. And when Congressman King told us on the show yesterday that phone calls are being made from Central America, from South America, from gangs down there to people that are living in Long Island, you have to harbor this person, that person, you have to, and those people that they're quote unquote harboring or taking in are MS-13 members. And then those kids go to school and then they're older. So you're in eighth grade and then you got like a 19-year-old in your class with your kid. And you hear it in Mike's voice. What do you do? How do you do it? Do you understand that one little issue like that, if you're a good tax-paying citizen like Mike, and you're going to go in there and you're going to pay the money and you want schools the way it is, then you get taken over by the progressive socialist agenda of letting anybody in at any time, anywhere. Diseases, gangs, drugs, we don't care. Just bring them in. Why? Because they're going to vote for us, and we want the power. And I'm going to have my pension welfare, my drivers, my assistant. I'm going to have my own little world. And that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. And that's how it's being taken away. And what Mike's talking about, you think it's a little minor incident. It's not. It's happening all over. I never thought that it would happen in nice sections, quote unquote, nice sections of Long Island. And if one person is hurt by someone that comes across the border, if indeed what they say, 90% of heroin is coming over, fentanyl as well in the southern border, along with the gangs, help me out here. Please help me out, because I'm just pleading with the other side to explain to me why you don't want to put some kind of border control. Why? What is, if you don't want a wall, okay, we'll do slats. If you don't want slats, you want election. What do you want? How do you prevent the problem happening, what Mike's talking about in his community, trying to help his kid out, letting these folks from other countries coming in who are gang members into our school systems? It's so easy. It's so simple. Explain to me. Someone call please and explain to me what am I missing here? And why the Democrats just don't say, okay, let's work this out. They don't. They don't seem to care. Are they that out of touch? Are they that elitist? It's so confusing to even, you know, grasp it. I can't figure out the reasoning, because I'm a common sense guy, and that's all I'm asking. I'm just a common sense guy, and I'm not getting any common sense from anybody. Steve Adubato will give us some common sense. He's going to tell us what's going on, and maybe he could translate what Phil Murphy was talking about yesterday, because the rest of us are confused, man. We don't understand it. And we like Phil Murphy, by the way. We just don't understand how are we going to pay for everything.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
and we love you, Governor. But please, somebody explain to us exactly what's going on here. Hey, and then Gordon Chang is going to tell us about North Korea, about China. These are the real problems that are happening, right? Assemblyman Robert Alter is with us. David Asman as well. The economic effects of the government shutdown. What is going on? And Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. A brilliant guy, Michael Goodwin is, and he'll break that down for us as well. You are always welcome at 877-970-2999. In the meantime, Big Al Gattulo is standing by. Before we go to Mr. Adubato, Al's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
30 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo downplaying concerns about toll hikes hitting Hudson Valley drivers. Tolls are currently frozen on the Mario Cuomo Bridge through next year. The governor was asked about the possibility of fees going up in the coming years, and he responded that tolls on the bridge would not be a challenge. Governor Cuomo says a commission will be set up to evaluate tolls in the state. The Mario Cuomo Bridge opened last year with a reported price tag of about $4 billion. Suspected Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman reportedly considering testifying in his own trial. The Daily News says Guzman's lawyers have submitted his name to the government as a potential witness for the defense. While his name was submitted, one attorney tells the paper a final decision has not yet been made. Trial has been going on since November. In addition to drug trafficking charges, Guzman is accused of murder conspiracy, trafficking in illegal firearms, and money laundering. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Seton Hall lost 72-63 at Providence. St. John's basketball tonight on The Answer. That's a 6:20 pregame, 6:30 tip-off here on The Answer. Rangers blow out the Hurricanes 6-2. The Devils, they were crushed by the Blue Jackets by the final of 4-1. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thank you. The sprain south by Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. An accident still being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to the southbound thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB only 15 this morning. Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Traffic is still moving slowly. Newark Bay Extension eastbound getting out toward 14C, heading out toward the Holland. Over on the Cross Bronx east at Jerome Avenue, that's a collision. And it's still kind of busy. Williamsburg Bridge. Bridge inbound, an accident reported there. Expect some delays on the Cross Island northbound getting up and out toward Hempstead Turnpike. Accident still waiting for you. And because of that accident, Southern State Parkway westbound jammed up getting right out toward the Cross Island. Expect some delays on the downtown 2 train as well with some ongoing signal problems. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 42, mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a high of 33 degrees. And again, alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The world is full of sounds that warn you about danger. Like if you get a little too close to a rattlesnake, you'll hear a rattle. But in the digital world, if your personal information is in danger, there's no rattling sound to let you know you might be in trouble. Good thing LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices like malware or emerging viruses. And if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get an extra 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code ELDER. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, enter promo code ELDER. That's promo code ELDER for 10% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK and promo code ELDER will get you 10% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code ELDER.
Pray the Rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, that's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away.
Francis Albert Sinatra.
Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in a blue.
I got to get those pictures to you. Oh, I got the best pictures of Francis Albert. Hey, Steve Adubato, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend, doctor? How are you?
Happy New Year, my padron.
Hey, somebody gave me pictures, Steve, of the old man, of Francis Albert, from the early days. I can't post them because I want to make sure I get permission from Tina and from Nancy and from Charlie Pignon, head of the Enterprises. But, oh, he was – you think about why we love Frank Sinatra so much. And I know Summer Wind's one of your favorite tunes. And it was – he from Hoboken, New Jersey, 19 years old, man. And I got these great, great pictures. I'll have to send you some, you know. Just don't retweet them because I'm afraid I'm going to get into trouble with the family.
No, I won't, but I will – it's interesting. You're right. You mentioned Hoboken, Frank Sinatra from Hoboken. And now, think fast forward, he couldn't even afford the property taxes there now.
Let's go, Steve.
Sorry, I had to go there. It was too soon, Joe.
No, it's right on
too
the money.
To talk about property taxes.
No, look what you know. Could you translate?
Never too soon.
By the way, we Governor Murphy. You know what the tough thing about Governor Murphy is? He's such a nice guy. He's a gentleman. He's a nice guy. He's positive. He's upbeat. He loves the state.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy, coming at you.
Here's Al. That's Al for you. But what's going on? I mean, we can't afford any of this. Steve, break it down for us, if you would, Doctor.
First of all, I want to clarify that my Leadership Hour show is on every Sunday because you asked 2 p.m. and a.m. 970. I just needed to get that out of the way.
Thank you.
But this is about leadership. It's about leadership. It's also about relationships. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to get too inside, but this is the same issue with a different twist that our president, who I root for every day, Donald Trump, has. Relationships. You have to have meaningful, productive, trusting relationships with the people around you to get stuff done. And in New Jersey, all Democrats controlling the lower house, the assembly, the upper house, the Senate, and the governorship. So they go, hey, let's get things done, right? There is not a good relationship between the governor and primarily the Senate President, Steve Sweeney. They see the world differently. Let's just say this. They are different kind of Democrats. If Ocasio-Cortez held a little, you know, coffee klatch, if you will, or a party in her place in Manhattan, she would invite Sweeney. She wouldn't invite Murphy. My point is that there are wings of the party. So ideologically, they're not in the same place. Interpersonally, I don't know what the heck's going on, but the bottom line is you are the governor. You're not the emperor. You're the president. You're not the king. You need to get Congress. You need to get the state legislature to go along with you. And it's about relationships beyond sometimes ideology and politics.
Yeah,
and it's not working in New Jersey because they don't like each other.
Yeah. But and you know, I have a great fondness and respect for Senator Sweeney. Did you see the picture, by the way, of him standing behind Governor Murphy?
Was he smiling?
No.
I didn't think so.
It looked like, and he's a big guy. If you listen to Steve Adubato. He's an iron worker, Sweeney.
I planted a flower once. Okay, I shook his hand. I said, Steve, please, it's too strong.
I know.
I'm from Newark, but I'm not one of the tough guys.
I told you.
Sorry, I digress.
I thought he was going to smack the governor. Hey, hey, come on, come on. But he doesn't. Apparently, they don't reach. And you know the inside, Mr. Adubato. You know the inside that they don't. He doesn't reach out down the hallway, bring in Assemblyman Bramnick, Assemblyman Arthur.
Bramnick, great guy, Republican leader. But even if he didn't have the Republicans.
Yeah.
I happen to like Governor Murphy. Not only think he's a good and decent guy, but I think he cares deeply about people, particularly poor people.
People
who don't have that much, people who are on New Jersey Transit struggling every day, people who are making $8, $9 an hour. The catch is this. Sweeney cares about those people, too. Craig Coughlin, the Assembly Speaker, cares about those people, too. They have different approaches as to how to deal with the problems facing those folks and how to pay for it. Yeah. And Sweeney spends his time thinking, how do we cut the size of state government? How to reduce the budget? How do we find ways to cut here and there? And he says, I bet Sweeney would like to have free college tuition, county college tuition for every student. I bet he would. Murphy not only believes it, but wants to get it done. And then when the question gets asked as to how to pay for it, the dilemma is he'll say, I'm not taking taxes off the table. And Sweeney and Coughlin are saying, absolutely, as George Bush said, no, new taxes. It doesn't add up.
Steve, legalization of marijuana in New Jersey, a done deal?
Okay, so the last time I was on, you asked me that question. I said, done deal. It was in December.
Yeah.
It shows you how I do in Vegas or Atlantic City. I mean, because ideologically, I don't think, again, they're very far apart on this. The problem is, and I gave this whole long dissertation as to who's going to control it. Is it going to be a commission? Is it to be the Department of Health or a separate body that does it? I think that's all garbage. I think, once again, there's a stalemate, and I'm repeating myself, because they don't get along, and no one's giving an inch. And when that happens, the legalization of marijuana is not happening until they work that out. The $15 an hour minimum wage is not happening until they work out their differences.
Wow. Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Wow,
you know,
man.
Look, is the president budging on the wall?
Yeah.
Is he budging on the wall, Joe?
Yeah, no, not budging on the wall,
okay.
Man.
So these guys aren't budging where they are. Everyone thinks it's ideological. People forget sometimes, and I served in the state legislature for, Frank, what was it, one term before I got thrown out?
Two great years.
two amazing years that New Jersey has never recovered
from. Yeah, but you were like 12. How old were you?
I was turning 25. But I couldn't find the bathroom in the state house. That was part of the problem. But the reality, in all seriousness, is people think it's all ideological. You mentioned John Bramnick. He's the Assembly Republican leader. John and I are great friends personally.
Yeah, he's great
when he comes on our show, State of Affairs, on public broadcasting, since you asked. The reality is Bramnick is a guy that ideological differences don't drive him. If he trusts you, if he believes in you, even if you have some differences, you can work things out.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy Sweeney is. Yes, they have views, but they're flexible. And Governor Murphy, as from a leadership point of view, my opinion, if he's going to be successful, he's going to have to learn to interpersonally relate to each other more effectively than is happening right now and give on some of these very, let's call them, progressive points of view.
You know, this is the best conversation we've had. Can we talk about Bloomfield Avenue now? Can we just... I want to know
how. The avenue's not what it used to be. I'm just going to say that. I went down for an espresso a couple nights ago late at night. You couldn't find a decent espresso place.
How did you...
Let's just say the neighborhood's changed.
What? How did you end up so educated, going to school, becoming a doctor? Steve Adubato, a doctor, and when everybody else was like...
Let's clarify. That's a PhD. As my kids say, Dad, you're the kind of doctor that actually can't help anyone. So I'm a PhD.
But everybody else, you
could have
taken... Oh, you could have so taken the wrong turn on Bloomfield Avenue, and you did not, Steve. Your parents led you in the right direction.
Huh?
No, I know. It's interesting, right?
You went to Saturday Night Live. I went to Rutgers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I couldn't get into Rutgers, but hey, what can I tell you?
As I tell my kids, it's an Ivy League school.
Hey, I got to tell you. Listen, wait. How about Governor Christie's book? Is this going to be great or great?
Okay, so
come on.
I got asked the other night. I probably shouldn't say this. I got asked to do a book signing with him the other night to moderate, and I couldn't do it because of scheduling. When Governor Christie comes on my show, I'm sure he'll come on your show at the right time.
No, he won't. He won't come near us. He won't. But that's okay.
I'm going to tell him he should do it. He's got a thing with you because you got a lot of people excited during. You might have run. You weren't the kind of Republican that they could control. You're a little difficult. You're just a little bit. But what I'm saying is, when I have him on, I am going to try to drill in and understand what the heck went on with the one and only young man, Jared Kushner, in the White House?
Oh, did you see the quotes on that? The
he was like, this guy had a hit on, vendetta on him. He would stop me from everything. So I'm asking myself, how is it that the president couldn't say to his son-in-law, listen, this isn't about some thing that you have with Chris Christie, because when he was U.S. attorney, he put your father, Charlie Kushner, away, and then when Charlie could get out, I don't know if it was earlier or not, Christie went to the judge and said, no, keep him in longer. Okay, I get the vendetta thing. I get he's your father. I respect that. But the country needed, in my view, Chris Christie in the White House, and I believe Donald Trump should have said to his son-in-law, listen, step back.
Yeah.
I've got to do what's right for the country. And Chris Christie, in my view, could have moderated some of the things going on and helped the president succeed. My view.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great tape, but I wonder also if Chris was just kind of, if Governor Christie was just, you know, his personality could be a little overwhelming sometimes. And listen, I like it. It's all Jersey. It's in your face, and it's what I prefer.
But you're not the guy.
You know what I mean?
When you're to your point, if you're saying this, by the way, I just got off my Peloton bike. I'm all fired up. I haven't even had coffee yet. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm wired. Here's the thing. Chris Christie and certain people have to be the guy or the woman at the top. It's a leadership thing.
That's a good
point.
The ability
to step back.
That's right.
And say, I'm going to follow your direction.
That's right. Yeah,
that's not easy for someone who's a, let's say, big-time type A.
Yeah. That's a.
Not
that's
sure
a,
if it would have worked, but I still think
too much
it was substance. Worth a try.
Too much substance in this conversation, Steve Adubato.
I'm sorry.
Steve, you got Cory Booker, our buddy. See, I'm gonna now alienate everyone listening. But
he's dating Rosario Dawson. I didn't realize it.
Hey, so Cory going in now. You got Gillibrand going in. When is Cory going to make the announcement? Do you think?
How underwhelming was her appearance on Colbert? I saw Al making a big deal about it. Al, did you watch it?
Al did a half an hour on it. Are you kidding me?
I follow Al and Frank on social media 24/7.
It is amusing. Do you think Cory has a shot?
She was not good.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I coach people, and we talk about this on the Leadership Hour, 2 a.m. Every Sunday and a.m. 9:70. I talk about executive presence. You have to have a certain air about you. You come in the room. People know you're there. You're strong in how you say things, and they pay attention to you. I don't think she has what I call executive presence. Doesn't carry herself in a very strong way. And by the way, I don't want to hear you said she's a woman. I would say that about 15 different men who happen to be in politics as well at the highest level.
Yeah.
Cory Booker has, in my view, executive presence. You pay attention when he's talking.
Yeah,
he carries himself a certain way with a certain air, certain confidence. Yeah. Gillibrand does not have it, in my view.
Dr. Steve Adubato, Sundays on AM 970, The Answer, the Leadership Hour. Steve, great conversation, my friend. Will you do me a favor, give my love and a big hug to the family and a happy new year to you, Steve, and then keep us close. We'll be listening Sundays. And PBS, you got to just Google Steve Adubato, and anything you want to know about politics is right there with Mr. Adubato. Steve, great chat, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Make my morning. Every morning. You, Frank, Al, Debbie, love you guys. Thanks so much.
Love you back, Stephen. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, and God bless the family. Steve Adubato right there. Dr. Steve Adubato, Debbie Duhaime.
Yes, he is the doctor.
A great conversation. So much to get into, huh, Debbie, huh? Right?
I know. Well, so much going on in Jersey. You know, never a dull moment.
You can't even take a rest for a second. 7:52. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody. Let's start off over on 22 westbound, getting out through Bound Brook. An accident was just cleared away. We're still seeing some delays on 202, 206 by the Summer Circle with an accident. Garden State Parkway northbound. Stop and go traffic getting up toward the area of 120. Looks like an accident in the process of being cleared. We're still seeing some delays across the board at the Hudson River crossings. 15 in at the GWB. Lincoln 30. Holland about 30 minutes getting into town as well. Problems continue on the westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel with a stalled car, and traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Clearview. An accident there. More volume eastbound Grand Central getting out toward Astoria Boulevard. Accident blocking one lane, and taking a ride right now over to the LIE westbound. Still moving slowly, getting right out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Delays on the 2 train heading downtown with signal problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it too when she finds us, but she could find us easier if we
taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine your business being on the first page of a search engine like Google or at the top. What could that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround, digital marketing that surrounds your potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. When they're on their computer, mobile phone, or tablet, your ad is there. When they attend a sporting event, conference, or concert, you're in front of them on their mobile device. When they walk into your competitor's store, your message entices them to visit you as well. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, it is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. You have till 8 o'clock. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you'll get that free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. That's what I should have done. I wouldn't have had a dead battery if I went on my free multi-point inspection at Route 22 Toyota. I'm just saying. And when you're over there at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, stop by and see Alex Cancella, my buddy. He's the general manager there. 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. That's a smart way to buy. Smart way to service is next five callers, next 5 minutes. I'm telling you, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll meet Shoya and Iggy and Chester and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. And Iggy, my man, this is a great family over at Route 22 Toyota. Everybody goes to Route 22 Toyota. And now you have 5 minutes, you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter if you're one of the first callers in the next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
It's Jay Sekulow live, today at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lundberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, it's going to be cold, but not so bad today, huh?
Not so bad today. Wait till Monday. You think it's cold now. Wait till Monday.
What's it looking like over the weekend? The storm coming in? Is it coming in? Is it not coming in? What's going on, Joe?
There's two storms. The first one comes tomorrow night into early Friday. It's probably an inch or maybe two of snow with that. Just enough to make the Friday morning commute real slippery, but then that goes away. A lot of it melts as temperatures get up to 40 on Friday. Weekend storm arrives late Saturday, starts to snow. I don't think it has too much trouble going over to rain in the city, Long Island, and up the Jersey Shore. North and west suburbs, it may be a prolonged period of snow, then ice. And then maybe a little bit of rain before it all ends later Sunday. Then Monday's just bitter cold. Teens with wind chills below zero.
Holy moly. Yeah, I'm looking. And is that right? Sunday night, like Saturday, it's like 7 degrees overnight, huh?
Like Monday morning could be like, Joey. Yeah, like 10 degrees with the wind chill like 10 below.
Joey Lundberg, don't you dare get on that bike. No, I swear to goodness. I'll come and smack you. Don't get it. Stay off that bike. I know you will. Thank you, Joey. Thank you so much. Joe Lundberg right there. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Gordon Chang is going to join us in the next hour. He is the analyst and author of The Coming Collapse of China. We're going to talk about the possible nuclear warheads, that North Korea can come up with. China's intellectual theft. Assemblyman Robert Auth with us as well. David Asman on the show this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. He's the host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network. And the one, the only, Michael Goodwin. Joe Piscopo with Frank and Alan Debbie. And we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
30 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A Hudson Valley councilman accused of using a manure truck to retaliate against his neighbor. Councilman Brian Ford represents the town of Minisink in Orange County. He allegedly put the truck full of droppings right next to his neighbor's home. News 12 reports that Ford is upset because his neighbor wants to set up a six-acre solar farm. The town board is reviewing the proposal for a solar farm. A woman is dead after being stabbed along with another woman in Fresh Meadows yesterday afternoon. Cops say it appears to be a domestic dispute and have arrested a man. Authorities say the incident happened inside an apartment on 69th Avenue. Officials say the other female victim is in stable condition and is expected to survive. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Seton Hall lost 72-63 at Providence. Rangers blow out the Hurricanes 6-2. Devils crushed by the Blue Jackets 4-1.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.